إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخوتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته إن شاء الله we're going to another kitab after the kitab of Al-Buyu' the end of which is the Wadi'a. Here the author rahimahullah ta'ala الإمام ابن حجر العسقلاني رحمه الله تعالى brought the kitab of al-nikah. When we say kitab, this is referring to a group of chapters. That is a group of abwab. And when they say babun, this is referring to a group of fusul. When you say faslu, it's referring to a group of ahadith, talking about the same thing. So here it says, kitabun nikah. That is the book of ahadith, talking about various things as far as nikah is concerned. The word al-nikah is an Arabic word. So when the Arab say for instance, تَنَاكَحَ الْكَوْمُ يَعْنِي اِجْتَمَعُوا وَانْضَمَّ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ. The word nikah means to bring something together. So when they say تَنَاكَحَ الْكَوْمُ, meaning the people come together. When you say تَنَاكَحَتْ الْأَشْجَارِ, the trees come together and that the branches are swinging towards one another. So which means nikah means a dhammu, that is combining or bringing together two things. That is the literal meaning of a nikah in the Arabic language. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made use of the word in the Quran in many places, using it as either something that has to do with the coming together of a male and a female, as a husband and a wife. In the legal way. And it is also used in the Quran to mean sexual intercourse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, فَانْكِحُوا مَا تَوْبَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ. So the word nikah is used here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, وَأَنْكِحُوا الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاهَا يغنيهم الله من فضله. In these two places, the word nikah is used to refer to what we call aqd, that is the marriage knot between a man and a woman. And it is also used to mean sexual intercourse, as we said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about talaq. If a woman divorces, a man divorces a woman the fourth time, the second time, the third time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنْ طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا. If the man divorces her the third time, فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ, the woman is no longer lawful for the man. فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدُ, she is no longer lawful to him afterwards. حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرَهُ, until she is married to another man. Until she is what? Married to another man. With that, nikah here goes beyond just the act. We said it means sexual intercourse. It is the explanation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that told us that the nikah used in this verse is sexual intercourse, because of the case of the woman who was divorced by her husband, and this woman requested for that, and she was married to another man, but she was interested in going back to the first man that divorced her three times. She now went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tried to put forward some flimsy excuses against the new husband, which the man was invited to, and the man debunked everything. And it was clear to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "No, you cannot go back to your previous husband. حتى يذوق أصيلتك وتذوق أصيلته, until both of you have sexual intercourse with one another." So which means, فإن طلقها فلا تحل له من بعد حتى تنكح زوجا غيره, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to is not just ordinary act. What was it to be ordinary act? The man has divorced the woman three times, and the woman wants to go back again. All the other things work for them to just do another act. The man will go to the family of the woman, and you will work, propose, and the act will be done. But Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam let them know that the nikah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about in that verse is not nikah of act. Is nikah of what? Nikah of what? That's nikah of having sexual intercourse. And that's why it says the word nikah is used in the Quran to refer to the aqd, that is the marriage knot, tying the marriage knot, and it's also used to refer to what? Al-wajhu, that is a sexual intercourse. So and that's why you say what? Aqd and nikah. So when you say abdu nikah, it is clear. So when you use the word nikah ordinarily, it may mean what? Sexual intercourse. And it may mean what? It may mean the abdu itself. So when the author says here, kitab nikah, the book of nikah, so it's referring to the marriage knot and things that are what related to it. So from the hadith that the author is going to bring, we're going to learn a lot of things. Now, from this hadith and from the verses of the Quran, we are going to learn the Islamic stance on marriage, as different from what the culture. The problem today is that what a lot of Muslims, even a lot of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we do not understand very well the position of Al-Islam on Al-Nikah. And this, as a result, has led to a lot of what problems. The men are seeing some things as their right. The women are seeing some things as their right. And both of us, both the men and the women, we have not even thought about this. Maybe going to the Quran and the Sunnah. What is my right and what is not my right? What am I claiming as my right that I'm looking at it from the culture view, from the culture perspective, not from what Allah and His Messenger are saying? So this is what is typical of the men as well as the women. And that is why we have a lot of problems today in our family. Because both of us, we have not looked at this issue the way Islam has presented it. We have just concluded the Kitab al-Bayr. There are a lot of things that a lot of people do not know when we were all talking about Bayr. There are some things that we are engaged in. Just as when we talked about Salah, there were some things that what we learned. We talked about Bayr, there are a lot of things we learned. So when it comes to Nikah, there are a lot of things that we are going to learn, that we also rectify, which may affect the males and which may affect the females. So and what is expected of us is for us to make amends to rectify these things. The author, rahimahullah ta'ala, starts with the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. He says, عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه تعالى رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا معشر الشباب من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج فإنه أغض للبصر وأحصن للفرج ومن لم يستطع فعليه بالصوم فإنه له وجاء متفق عليه. From Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, Ya ma'ashara al-shabab, O group of shabab, O group of Shaba'ah. When they say Ma'ashar, Ma'ashar is referring to a group. So we have what? Ma'ashar al-Anbiya, the group of the prophets. We have Ma'ashar al-Tijjar, the group of the traders. So when the Arabs, they use what? Ma'ashar, they are referring to what? A group. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, as continuous in Bukhari, a Muslim, he said, Kunna ma'an nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shababa, that we were shabab with the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shabab. We were with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are very close to him, and we are what? Shabab. That is group of shabab around the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated hadith 20 ya ma'ashar al-shabab. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, in one of the reports, he said a lot of us did not have much describing their situation. The Messenger of Allah said, Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, O group of Shabab. Shabab is plural. It's a plural word. The plural of Shabun. Shabun. So the plural of Shabun is Shabab. And it can also be pluralized as Shuban or Shababatun. The word Shabab here is a plural word. At times it may be used as what we can call the noun Gironde, what is close to Gironde, like when you say clay, clay. So it can be used like that. When you say somebody Shabba, the sheep book, that is, Shabba means he has strong bone, he has the energy, he has the strength. So your sheep bull, that means his watch, is carrying out his vigor and so on and so forth. So Shababan means that act, that power to do that. So it can be watch, it can be ordinary noun, and it can be plural of the word Shabun. Shabun is the one who can use his energy to do, unlike what? Sheikh. And that's why most of the time you talk about what? Sharp, and you talk about sheikh. Because sharp is when you can make use of your energy. When someone becomes sheikh, he's weak. So and that's why Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was addressing them. He said, "Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, O group of shabab." Now, as you said, we have stages in life. When somebody is born, they call him what? Simple. When somebody is born, they call him Tiflu. And the Tiflu continues like that until the person reaches the age of Atayyid, that he can differentiate between good or bad. He can differentiate between a man and a woman. That is, he may be having a kind of some urge, so to speak. That's what Allah said, أَوْ تِفْلِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يَظْهَرُوا عَلَى عَوْرَةِ النِّسَاءِ. Or the people, those that do not know the aura, the nakedness or the nudity of a woman. When they see a woman, they cannot differentiate. They can't tell the nudity, the nakedness of the woman to somebody else. So they are still of people. But when they start, you know, differentiating between these, so they are going out of what? The stage of tiflu. So when they say sabiyyu as well, sabiyyu is somebody who is young, more than tiflu a bit. When they say somebody is hadathun, they use this in the Arabic language again, somebody will say is hadath, meaning the person is getting up to maybe let's say 16 or so, when the person is around 16. There is somebody is sharp. Sharp is somebody who has attained puberty. They don't call somebody sharp unless he attains puberty. When the person attains puberty, they call him sharp. You know, when one attains puberty, that is where the vigor, he has the power. And it continues like that. So some linguists, they said up to age 30. After 30, they say it's no more sharp. It becomes calm. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, talking about Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, said he'll be addressing people fil mahaj and the crazy wa kahlan, and when he's what is in the age of calm. So Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was above 30 before he was what? Picking up. So if somebody is sharp, most scholars believe he is between the age of puberty till age 30. Some say till age 32. Some say till 40. But what most scholars are upon is that what? If one is up to 30, the person has what? Is at the apex of what? Shabab. So he will start declining after that.
This is what most scholars are upon. Then from that, it becomes what? Khan. Then Khan continues like that, according to most scholars, till age 40. Some say till age 35. Then after that stage, comes what? The stage of Sheikh. And according to most people, Sheikh starts from 41 above. Some say 50. Some say from 35 as Aruyani said. Now, the most important thing is that what we have stages in life. We have the stage of Tiflu, the stage of Hadath, or the stage of Shabab, the stage of Kuhula, the stage of Shaykhuha. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam talking about this. He was addressing the group of the Shabab. And if you look at it, most of those who embraced Islam during the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, most of them were Shabab. And this is what a lot of people do not take into consideration, so to say, or do not look at it critically. Most of them were Shabab. Only few of them maybe have gone beyond 40. Most of them are what? Under 40. Most of them are under 30. Abu Bakri, when he embraced Islam, he was what? Around less than 40. He was not enough. Allah Muhammad when himself was raised as a prophet at age what? Age 40. And at then Abu Bakr will be around 37 or so. And those who are older than them were very few then. There were some who are older than them, but they were very few. So we talk about people like Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. He was a small boy then. And he was the one that narrated the Messenger of Allah said was Ya Ghulam. And when you call somebody Ghulam, you know the age. In fact, Messenger of Allah left this world. Abdullah ibn Abbas of the Lord was not up to 15, between 10 and 13. Aisha of the Lord, Messenger of Allah left this world, she was around 18. So the shahid is that most of those who embrace Islam during the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the early stage, and those who are around him, they were Shabab. That if you want to look at it, you say what? They were Shabab. And that is the truth. Most of those who will be embracing the truth are what? The youth. As for the old people, it is difficult for them to embrace the truth, except those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides. Because they have been engulfed in the beliefs of the fathers. So there will be those who are world championing, this is what we make our father upon, and this is what we are going to do. But the youth, the Shabab, their brain is still what fresh. Whatever they are directed to, most of them fall for that. If they are directed to evil, they go for evil. If they are directed to good, they go for good. And that's why Islam encourages us to seize the opportunity of utilizing our youth. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam talking about those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who put in shade, the day there will be no shade except his shade. He said what? Shabun. Nasha'a fi ibadatillah. A youth, a young man that grew up or grows up fi ibadatillah, in the worship of Allah. And this should be the efforts of a lot of parents to direct their young ones towards growing up in ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now going back to the issue of nikah, let me know if Allah said, Ya ma'ashara shabab, O group of shabab. So we should not be wondering, why is he saying Ya ma'ashara shabab, not Ya ma'ashara shuyukh? Because most of those who are with him then were what? Shabab. said, Ya Mashar al-Shabab, O group of Shabab, Man istata'a minkum al-ba'a, whoever amongst you has the ability of ba'a, whoever amongst you has what al-ba'a, falyatazawwaj, he should get married. What is al-ba'a? Al-ba'u or al-ba'atu in the Arabic language refers to the ability to provide accommodation, or we say accommodation, because they say what? Maba'atu. If the Arabs say maba'atu, that is manzil, a place. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّهُ الدَّارَ, that is those who have what? Atar, sitar, that is the house, they have the city. تَبَوَّهُ الدَّارَ. Look as we have in the hadith of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, مَنْ أَحَبَّ أَنْ يَتَمَثَّلَ لَوْ النَّاسُ قِيَامًا فَلْيَتَبَوَّهُ مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّاسِ. So whoever wants that whenever he's coming, people should be standing for him. فَلْيَتَبَوَّأَ, he should be preparing for himself. مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّاسِ, he's sitting in hellfire. So تَبَوَّأَ here from بَاءَ. مَنْ اِسْتَطَاءَ مِنْكُمُ الْبَاءَ, whoever has what the ability for بَاءَ, whoever has what? Ba'a. فَلْيَتَزَوَّجْ, to get marriage. Now what is this ability? Some scholars said it is the ability to have sexual intercourse. Some said no, it is the mu'anun nikah. What is necessary for nikah? And the most important of which is what? The accommodation. If we look at it linguistically, that of accommodation is what? Is more appropriate. But how could somebody be interested in what? In getting married if the person does not have what? The ability to what? To perform sexually. So, and that's why they combine both of them. But the most important is what? The ability to accommodate one's wife. There must be what? There must be a kind of privacy. Somebody who wants to marry, he has no home, he has no house. And how is he going to what? To perform with his wife? So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man istata'a minkum al-ba'a. So in addition to the ability to watch, to perform sexually, whoever amongst you has the ability to perform, to provide the necessary things for nikah, the most important of which is what? The accommodation. فَلْيَتَزَوَّجْ, he should get marriage. Is marriage compulsory or mustahab or mubah? Is marriage compulsory or mustahab or mubah? Can somebody ask, is it compulsory on a man or a woman to get married? Is it compulsory or not? Okay? If the person can provide provide the mu'an, that is the necessary things for the car, and he cannot restrain himself from committing zina, two things. He has the ability to perform, to provide the mu'an nikah, the necessary things of nikah. That is one. He has the ability to do that. Then the person cannot restrain himself from committing zina. If he does not get married, he's going to commit zina. He says, in this situation, marriage is compulsory on him. scholars, they are upon this. Most scholars, they are upon this. That in a situation like this, marriage will be compulsory. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to commit zina. He makes zina haram. And zina is for one to have sexual intercourse with a woman, or for one to be walking around something like this, even if one has not watched, done it. Because there is major zina, there is minor zina. So, this is haram. You know, don't forget we said what nikah means what? In the Arabic language, it means what? Adammu, to combine two things, to bring two things together. So when you are bringing a man and a woman together, you are doing what? Nikah in the language. Now if both of them are having sexual intercourse with one another, in a way not sanctioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is called what? Zina. When it is in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sanctions, this is called what? Nikah, the nikah ush-shar'i. But in the language, you can use the word nikah for that as well. That is what they are doing. It's also nikah. But it's what? It's not nikah ush-shar'i. And that's what Aisha radiallahu anha talked about, the various nikah that people would do in jahiliyyah. Huh? So a nikah means what? A bomb. Bringing something things together. It can be used for other than what? Other than human being. You can bring what? Two trees may be swinging, or the leaves, the branch of a tree may be swinging this way, meeting the other branch. This is what? Nikah. People come together, it's what? Nikah. But in this context, the nikah al-shar'i is when a woman and a man come together as a husband and wife, in what? In the way sanctioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called what? Al-nikah al-shar'i. Now, as I said, this time it becomes compulsory for a man to do nikah in a situation like this. He has the one nikah. What it takes to do nikah, he has it. He can provide accommodation, he can provide what? Feeding and the like. He has the ability. Then the same person is what? Is interested in what? In having sexuality. There is sexual urge for him. And if guy is not taking, he's going to commit zina. What stops such a person? So they said in this situation, majority of people said what? It is compulsory on him to do what? To do nikah. Now, compulsory on him to do nikah is maybe what? Become in two forms. Maybe a married, somebody who is what? A freeborn. Or maybe he has the right hand possessed. He has what? Right hand possessed. I hope it is clear. So, now, if we say it is compulsory in this situation, in which situation will it be mustahab? In which situation will it be mustahab? Okay. Now in a situation that the person has the ability to provide, he can provide. The mwanu nikah is there. But the person is not that interested. Not that he won't do at all, but he's not that what he will fall into zina if he doesn't get married. In a situation like this, can we say it's compulsory on him to do that? He says it's what? Mustahab. Though some scholars say it is compulsory on him to do. But most scholars say what? In this case, it is what? Mustahab. Because the person is not likely to fall in what? In zina. Though he has what? The ability. For the fact that he has the ability to do, he can provide. So we encourage such a person to get married because there is a lot of benefits in what? Getting married. Now, in which situation are we going to say it is what? Mubah, permissible. In which situation is nikah permissible?
Pakistan. Now, what can you say about the situation of somebody who does not have the Mu'an Nikah, he doesn't have? And the person is what? Is interested. He doesn't have the Mu'an. But the person who is there, is Nikah permissible or is Makruh? Permissible. Okay. When is it Makruh?
He doesn't have the two.
He doesn't have the hajj. No hajj, no mu'an nikah. So nikah in a situation like this is makruh because it's not that God is interested. Then even if you ask him to go and do it, if he does it, he doesn't have an accommodation. He doesn't have what to even start with. So in a situation like this, it is makruh. Can we say this haram? We say this haram on what basis? No, I mean this one. Can we say it is haram for this particular person? He doesn't have the money and he's not interested. It's not that he's interested. He can do, he can do that. Somebody can perform sexually, but it's not that what the urge is serious. It's not haram. When is it haram? He cannot perform? He doesn't? Okay, he doesn't have, he cannot perform. Or maybe the one is interested in getting married is some of those that Allah has prohibited. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we cannot marry some what? Group of people. Allah mentioned them in the Quran. A messenger of Allah s.a.w. added to it to combine a woman or a lady and an aunt, whether paternal or maternal. So it will be haram in a situation like that, or the person cannot perform sexually. So we say, okay, it is haram on him to get married, unless if there's what? There is other reason why he's going to get married, that the woman that she's going to get married to is also pleased with. Because somebody will know that this particular person is an impotent. But for some other reason, maybe the man is interested, needs somebody that will take care of the children, and the woman is not that sexually moved. She also is not interested in what? In that. So can we say this haram in a situation like that? No. So, and that's why scholars will say, Al-Ahkam al-Khamsa, the five rulings that we know in Islam, Al-Ujub, Al-Hurma, Al-Karaha, Al-Ibaha, and what? Al-Istihbab, they are all present in what? In Nikah. So for us to say, we are going to give it what? A definite ruling that, okay, the ruling of Nikah is what? It's difficult. You have to consider the situation of people. But as we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged us. There was a practice that people would do during the time of the first Ram and before that. Some people, they were entrusted with the words of the orphans or some of the orphan girls. They were entrusted with their wealth. And the girls, they are not haram for them to marry. I'm not talking about the Yoruba culture. As I said, when you treat Nikah in Islam, there are some cultures that we are used to as Yorubas that watch. You treat Nikah in Islam, they will knock away. So you have to accept that with what? With good faith. Don't be rigid. That you want to protect the culture of the Yoruba, or you want to protect the culture of other tribes. As long as what Islam declares something to be halal, you don't bring your culture or your own personal want to say what? You want to protect. No. Otherwise, one falls in the category of those who say what? That Allah has said about them, وَمَا لَنْ يَحْكُمِ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَيْكُمِ الْكَافِرُونَ.
those who does not rule that, who do not rule by what Allah has revealed, or like the Kafirun, they are the Kafirun. So there was this practice. Some people they were entrusted with the words of the orphan girls, and they were interested in marrying those orphans. They were not their relatives, in that they are not people that it is haram on them to marry. So they now want to seize that opportunity, as a lot of us want to do. May Allah save us and forgive us. When somebody asks you, let me sell this thing for instance, and you want to buy it, you may not tell the person that no, people have been coming, but you know the price they are offering for that thing is 50,000 naira. That's what they are offering for offering. So maybe if you, and you know that after somebody can buy 50,000, but because you are the one interested, and the person has entrusted you to sell it because you want to watch, you want to buy it, you have to send the lowest. And you know, you won't tell him that I'm the one that is going to buy. This is what? It's Rihanna. It's not good. It's not good. You come out to tell the person, listen, that you asked me to sell, I'm interested in it. Then you talk. But for you to present yourself, or to pretend as if you are assisting in selling, you not say, but people are the ones who are offering this amount. This is Rihanna. And that's why scholars of fiqh, they will say that what, if you are going to buy it, you offer a good price for it. A good price. It is not haram for you to want to buy, but you offer a good price. You are working, but you can also be what? You can be a mushteri. You are his agent. You can sell it for yourself, or to yourself, but you offer a good price. So the same thing is applicable here. This Yatam and Nisa, these orphan girls, you are free to marry them because they are not among those that Allah has prohibited from you. But treat them well. Not that you say because you are the one managing their wealth. So you want to offer what? Less sadaq. How it is clear. You want to offer less sadaq to seize that opportunity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade that. And that was why the verse was revealed. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُقْسِتُوا فِي الْيَتَامَ. If you are afraid that you marry the yatama, the orphan girls, under your control, you are afraid that if you marry them, you will not be just. You won't treat them, you won't give them the necessary mark that they give to others. You want to bring it down. If you are afraid that you fall into this what? Into this speech. He said, فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَوْبَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. You are free to go and marry other women. مَا طَوْبَ لَكُمْ. What is good for you of nisa? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has what? Mentioned those that are good for you that you can marry. You marry chaste women. You marry women that are not forbidden by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَوْبَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. مَثْنَا وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَعَ. You can marry two, that is all of you. Wasulasa, you can marry 3, Waruba, you can marry 4. This is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the nature of man. He is the one that created us and he put the urge in us. So he said, you are free to marry. So don't cheat those girls because they are orphans, because they have been the one in control of their wealth. فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَوْبَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَعَ فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. But if you marry 2, you marry 3, you marry 4, and you are afraid that what? You may not be just in dealing with them. فَوَاحِدًا. Marry 1. أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. Or what your right hand possesses. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? ذَلِكَ أَدْنَا لَّا تَعُونِ. This is what? The nearer to you not being unjust. You not being what? Unjust. If you see the opportunity that these husbands are under you, you want to marry them in order to reduce their, this is injustice. If you marry two women, and what Islam has said, okay, this is their right, you don't give them their right, this is what? Injustice. Three, four, like that. Injustice. You have to, you are free to do that, but it must be what? It must be with justice. If you know you cannot be judged between two women, you can't be judged when you are married to three women, four women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa wahida. But wahida also has what? A right that you ought to fulfill. She has a right that she ought to fulfill. But when you have two persons now with you, this one has a right, this one has a right, you know, it becomes what? More difficult. When you have three, it becomes what? More difficult. When you have four, it becomes what? More difficult. When you have one, you are also asked to what? To be just to her. The Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what? Kafa bil mar'i ithman an yud'iya man yaqut. It's enough thing for a man to watch, to be neglecting the one that is responsible for their feeding. So one can what? Be unjust when one is even what? Married to one woman. أو ما ملكت أيمانكم or what your right uncle says. Even when you marry, when you say, okay, I don't want to marry a woman because of what I'm afraid of justice. Okay, let me take my right uncle says. There are some things that what you ought to do to her. Somebody slapped his slave because he did something. And Messenger of Allah was not happy with the man. Messenger of Allah said, what? Allah is more capable of you than what? You are capable of this man, of this slave of yours. So the man was what? Disturbed. He had to set that slave free based on what Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. So whether you marry your right uncle said, or you marry one woman, or you marry two women, three women, four women, you have to maintain what? Justice. Only that what? The more you have, the more difficult it is for you to maintain justice. Not justice. But there is no one that one can be, one will be unjust here. There is no one. So you have to struggle. When you are getting married, you know that what there is a manner that is on you. As Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever gets married, for Qalistekmala, this for him. Half of his religion is with him now. Qalistekmala, this is back. The remaining half should fear Allah. Because there are enough responsibilities in you getting what? Marriage. If you succeed in your marriage, you please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your marriage, half of your religion is what? It's like you have completed it. So everything is what? Is amana, is trust, is justice. Required. So, Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, "Man istata'a minkum al-ba'a falyatazawwaj." O youth, whoever amongst you is capable of ba'a should get marriage. Is capable of ba'a should get marriage. Is it compulsory? Huh? This order of the Messenger of Allah, فَلْيَتَزَوَّجْ, the Amr, is it compulsory? We say what? It depends. If it's somebody who is what? Who has the ability, as Messenger of Allah said, and the person is interested. So he's addressing those that if you are what? Interested. That have the urge. Those who do not have the urge. But what is common is that what? Majority of the Shabab have the urge. Huh? Majority of the Shabab, we have what? The urge. Why? Because the activity is what is there. The strongness is there. This hadith, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrated it. When Uthman radiallahu anhu, during the khilafah of Uthman, you know, Uthman ruled for about 12 years or so. Huh? So he ruled for about 12 years or so. So he became the Khalifa around 53 Hijrah. And he was watched on the Khilafah until around 35 Hijrah. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu died around 32 Hijrah. So it was during this period, that is between 23 and what? And 32, that Uthman radiallahu anhu was addressing Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. What was the address? He said, Ya Abu Abdurrahman, O Abu Abdurrahman, Allah nuzawijuka jariyatan dhikra, tudhakiruka ma qad mada min zamanik. Said, let us marry a young girl to you that will remind you of what has gone, of what? Of your zaman, of your shabab, that will bring back your shabab to you. You know, when somebody who is what? Old a bit, marries a younger person, and he wants to behave like what? A young person as well. She said what? To the kiru kama kod mother means zamani. So both of them were talking, he called him, invited him. And Al-Qama, one of the students of Ibn Mas'ud, he was excused. Later, it's like Ibn Mas'ud was saying that he was not interested. It's like that was what he told Uthman radiallahu anhu. Then he now invited Al-Qama because he wanted to narrate this hadith. He now said, Kunna ma'an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shababan. He said, we were shabab together with the Messenger of Allah. That is, we were with the Messenger of Allah. Why we were what? Most of us were shabab. He now looked at us, he now said, what? Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, man istata'a minkum al-ba'a falyatazawwaj. O group of shabab, whoever has ba'a among you, falyatazawwaj, should get married. Should get married. As you have said, so it depends. It will be compulsory if the person that has this thing is what? Is somebody who is also sexually moved. Some people, they won't get married. And they are what? They are sexually moved. And they have the what? The ability. So they will say, okay, maybe I've not gathered enough, I've not gotten much. No. This is part of the thing that you ought to correct in our life. As I said, when you talk about nikah in Islam, it's not the way you look at it from the angle of the culture. Huh? Some of the culture may agree with it. Take for instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nur says, He said, وَأَنْكِحُوا الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِيهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Who can tell us the meaning of this? وَأَنْكِحُوا الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ. الْأَيَامَ is a plural of أَيِّن. أَيِّن is someone who is not married. He's not married. Whether he has married before or not. Whether she has married before or not. So the plural of ayyim is what? Ayama. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? Wa'ankihu. Wa'ankihu is different from what? Fankihu. In Surah 25 it said what? Fankihu. Fankihu. The fa is what? Is added here. So what we have there is inkihu. Inkihu means what? You marry. You marry. Take wives. But in this case, you have what? Wa'ankihu. Take away the wow there. So you have left ankihu. Ankihu means what? Marry off. Huh? Marry off. As you have in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? Wala tunkihu al-mushrikeen. Tunkihu al-mushrikeen. Don't marry off your daughter to what? To the idolaters. So Allah said, "Ankihul ayam minkum." Those who do not have wives among you, or those who do not have husbands among you, marry wives to them. Huh? Marry, give them, look for husbands for them. والصالحين من عبادكم وإمائكم. Allah proceeded towards ibad, iman. Ibad is the plural for abdu. Imau is the plural for anatum. So a slave, Whatever a slave possesses, who possesses it? The master. Then Allah is encouraging the master to marry what? To look for women for their what? For their slaves. Not all their slaves. The salihin. Those who are good among them. Those who are good. Because those that are for the whole among the slaves or those who are not good, the master will have a position on them. But those who are salihun, your good slaves, assist them. Don't make them commit what? Zina. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? Was salihun min ibadikum wa imaikum. And your imam, your female slaves, also look for husband for them. No, but they've not gathered, they've not worked, they've not done Allah in yakunu fuqara. In yakunu fuqara. If they are fuqara, yuglimu Allah min fadlih. Allah will enrich them from His what? From His bounty. So we should not understand what the Messenger of Allah is saying what? Man istata'a minkum al-ba'a. To mean what? Okay, until the person has what? A 3-bedroom flat, until he has so and so. No. Al-ba'a doesn't mean what? Much. This is something that ought to be corrected in what? In our thinking. A lot of people, they have the what? The shower in them. But because of what? The misunderstanding concerning nikah, they are not assisted. And they are pushed towards what? Committing zina. We all know the hadith of somebody who came to the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, giving asef to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have read that hadith. The woman that what wanted Messenger of Allah to marry her. The Messenger of Allah looked at her and he said to her, "Laysa li hajatun fi nikah or fi nisa. I'm not interested in women now." And somebody said, "Messenger of Allah, please, I'm interested. What do you have?" The man said, "Well, I have what? My izar and what? My rida." He doesn't have anything, or he didn't have anything on him except what he was putting on. But he has what? He has an accommodation. So Messenger of Allah asked, "Go and try, maybe you get something that you can give us what?" Mar. The man said, "I will give her my izar." Said, "If you give her the izar, what will be left? If you give her the rida, you have what? No rida. So you're going about with ordinary rida. Go and look for something. Even if it is what? A ring of what? Of made of iron." The man went and he couldn't get anything. But he had an accommodation. And when the man came back, the Messenger of Allah said, "What? How many chapters of the Quran do you know?" The man said, "I knew so and so chapter." Rasulullah Allah said, "What? Zawajtukaha bima ma'aka min al-Qur'an." He said, "Okay, I marry her off to you with what you have memorized of the Qur'an. Go and teach others." And that was the matter of the woman. Now, what will be, how will they eat? How has the woman been eating before? How has the man been eating what before? Do you understand it? Before that incident, the woman was eating, and the man was also eating. This woman was interested in what? In marriage. This man is also interested in what? In marriage. The Messenger of Allah assisted both of them. He assisted both of them. So what the Messenger of Allah said here, look at it and watch. Look at the verse. وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَصَالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ إِنْ يَكُونُ فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. This is the way Islam look at it. But for us to put down some what conditions that will make people run away from marriage, they will be looking for other way of satisfying their sexual urge. Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينًا وَخُلْقًا فَزَوِّجُوهُ." The one that you are pleased with his character, his religion, if he comes to you asking the hand of your daughter in marriage, فَزَوِّجُوا marry her off to him. إِلَّا تَفْعَلُوا if your parents refuse to do, تَكُمْ فِتْنَةُ وَفَسَادٌ كَبِيرٌ. There will be fitna, there will be fasaj. And this is what we are seeing today. Some parents have put down some stipulations. Oh, my daughter, before you get married, you have to do this, you have to finish your master's, you have to do... The conditions that what she did not fulfill when she was getting married. When things were better, she didn't fulfill that. Then the girl will go about molesting herself. Maybe this month, a man, another following month, another man, like that. When she now becomes around 26, 20 something, those who are interested in marriage from among the men, some will say, please, madam, if you can get me a woman, what's the condition that you say, okay, just within the age of 18 and 22. Now, here is a sister. She's what, 25, she's 26, 28. Women will have sisters of what, 30, 30 plus. Is it that they did not have somebody who proposed to them while they were what? While they were 20, 21, 22? No, they had. But because the parents said, no, not yet time for. Now they grew, they got the award, first degree, they have the master, and some of them doing their doctorate now. This doctorate of a thing does not appeal to a man. When the man hears that, oh, she's 30, sorry, I need somebody of with the arms. What led to this is not understanding what the Mikas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creator, has put it down. Wallahi, it's something that is disheartening. A lady who is practicing Islam, age 18, 20, 21, 22, people are what, trying to watch, to commit dinner with her. She said, no, she's what, she's there protecting herself, protecting her honor. Now the woman, but the parents are saying, no, it's not yet for marriage. See, this lady is now up to watch, maybe 28, 30. When the parents now give her what, the permission to get married, it now becomes difficult for her to get a husband. Despite the fact that what, she has been changed. Is it Islam that put her in this difficult situation? It's not Islam. It's the parents. And that's where we have to look at things the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, wanted us or wants us to look at it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنْكِهُ الْأَيَامَ. Al-ayama means those who do not have wives. Al-ayama means those who do not have husbands. Your children, your watch, who do not have husband, who do not, want you, look for wives for them, look for husband for them. Not only your children, wa ibadikum, wa salihina min ibadikum wa imaikum. Umun, this place. In yakunu fuqara, if they are fuqara, yugnimu Allahu min fadli. Allah will enrich them. Today, somebody has an accommodation. His wife is living fine a bit. But they ask, are you not married? Marriage is not a small thing, no. You know, if I get married now, you know, to teach human, you know, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do this. Something that Islam has not imposed on you. Now, who tells you that when you feel you are what, you are not fit, you have gathered, you have become what, maybe the chairman of local government, you have stolen government property, you have won so and so contract, you have done this. Who tells you that you are now capable of what, feeding yourself? Allah gives you, he can take it away. He's the one that gave you, he can take it away. When you feel you are not capable of doing it, Allah is better to take it away. So that means it's not your own making. You are eating, The lady is also 18. What you need is for you to go for your what level? How to display? A poor man who has an accommodation and is what is managing should look for what? Somebody who can watch, manage with him in the situation. But when you see a brother who is poor looking for what? He wants to get married to the daughter of Abiola or Folawuyo or Dangote. That one now says what? Well, no. You have to get me out in maybe Dubai or so. Allah, this lady doesn't have understanding of Islam. No, that is what is a nonsensical talk. How can you say she doesn't have understanding of Islam? That is the life that she's living. If you want to marry her, you can't bring her watch to your own level. Unless if she's so decided. But for you to say, okay, because of Islam, she's not come to that level, no. Because just as what you have your own taste, she also has what? Her own taste. But if you look for somebody who is as poor as you, so you can manage. In Sunan Abi Dawood, there was a man who Messenger of Islam conducted in a car between him and a woman, and this man did not have even mahar. He only promised to give the woman mahar later. But it happened that they went for what? For a war, an expedition. And what was the man was given at what? At his own share of the booty of the war. He now gave the woman a couple people to witness. He said, people witness, this is what? The mahar of my wife. This is the way the companions, they led their life. The fact that you are poor doesn't mean you can't marry. But you have to look for what? But if you don't have at all, that's a different case. Allah said, وَلِيَسْتَعَفِ فِي الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا حَتَّى يُغْنِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Now those who do not have nikah at all, they don't have the money nikah, no accommodation, nothing. فَلِيَسْتَعَفِ وَلِيَسْتَعَفِ فِي الَّذِينَ نِكَاحًا. They should look for what? The way of ifah. Now you are poor, you don't have accommodation, no work, it is difficult for you to eat, and the sexual urge is there. What do we say is the ruling? Somebody has no man on nikah, but the urge is there. What's the ruling? Is it makruh or makruh? Permissible? Okay. Allah SWT said what? They should look for a way of ifa, of being chaste. They shouldn't commit zina. And that's why zina is not allowed under any circumstance. You can't say it's Zarura that has made me commit zina. How can Zarura make you commit zina? When you have what? Alternative. وَلِيَسْتَعْفِ فِي الَّذِينَ لَا يَجْدُونَ نِكَاحًا حَتَّى يُغْنِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Until Allah enrich them from his what? From his bounty. The enrichment here is that the person is going to have much? No. So until what? He can what? Get accommodation and what? He can manage with the person that he's married to. But he should take towards way of ifa. One of the ways of ifa is what Messenger of Allah Islam recommended here. He said, فَإِنَّهُ أَغَدُّ لِلْبَصَرُ. When you get married, he said, it's what? أَغَدُّ لِلْبَصَرُ. When the Arabs say what? غَدَّ فُلَانٌ بَصَرَهُ. It means, so-and-so lower his gaze. Don't even look at what? The women anyhow. Because when you look at, when you gaze at women, you are what? You are fascinated, so to say. They fascinate you. So in that case, you lower your views. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكُلِّ مُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Tell the believers, يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, that what? They should lower their views. وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. They should protect their private parts. They should be chaste. They should not commit zina. ذَلِكَ هَذْكَ لَهُمْ This is what is good, more purifying for them. وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَسْمَعُونَ And Allah SWT is aware of what they do. He's well informed of what they do. وَكُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُجَهُنَّ Tell the believing women as well that what? يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ They should also lower their gaze. So which means something that is what? It's mushwa. As it affects the males, it also affects the females. يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُجَهُنَّ So غَضُّ الْبَصَرِ is one of what? The way of عِفَّة The way of عِفَّة I want to lower one's gaze. So once you get married, marriage what? Will allow you to lower your gaze more. The one who is not married, when he's sexually moved, will be looking for every possible means to what? To satisfy himself sexually. No wife. So the next thing is what? Either to go and commit dinner, or to go and do what? To go and do masturbation. Huh? For women and what? It applies to the men and the women. And both are what? Haram. What is the other solution? Ghaddul Basar. If there is Ghaddul Basar, what will not be? One will not be moved that much. So once you are married, you have solved that problem to a large extent. Not that what? It has been removed completely, but you have solved it to a large extent. Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet of Allah, the Messenger of Allah, the leader of the believer. He saw a woman going, as contains her Muslim and some other books or hadith, and he was fascinated by the woman. A messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to his wife. In one report, he went to Zainab while she was tanning the skin of the animal. A messenger of Allah sallam called her and he satisfied himself in her. And the Messenger of Allah sallam said, watch. إِذَا رَأَ أَحَدُكُمْ إِمْرَأَةً فَعَجَبَتْهُ If any one of you sees a woman and the lady impresses him or fascinates him, فَوَقْعَ فِي قَلْبِهِ And what falls in his heart, he said, فَلْيَأْتِي أَلَهُ He should go and meet his wife. While you are here, he should have sexual intercourse with his wife. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ يَرُدُّ مَا فِي نَفْسِهِ Said that with what? Take away what is in his mind. What is in his heart. This is a statement of what? The best of mankind. So for somebody to not say, oh Allah, no, I'm very pious, no, I'm not affected. No, you can't be more pious than the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one of that report, he said, what? فَإِنَّ مَعَهَا مِثْلَ مَعَهَا أَوْ مِثْلَ الَّذِي مَعَهَا That is, your wife has what that other woman also what has. And that way in Islam, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what? If a man asks for a woman that is his wife, even if the woman is what? Is begging, the woman has to leave that to what? To satisfy the husband's urge. But someone who doesn't have wife, how is he going to what? Satisfy his urge. So if he knows that zina is haram, you want to go to masturbation. So Messenger of Allah sallam telling us about the importance of marriage, said what? فَإِنَّا أَغَبْدُ الْبَصَرِ Marriage is أَغَبْدُ الْبَصَرِ who call for you to lower your gaze the more. وَأَحْصُرُ الْفَرْجِ and he what? He will protect your private part the more. Omar and Yastati, whoever cannot do this, that is doesn't have what? The accommodation, which is the least of manu nikah. Fa'alayhi bis sawm, he should be fasting. He should be fasting. So this falls under what? وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِبُنَ نِكَاحًا حَتَّى يُبْنِيَمُ اللَّهُ الْفَرْمِ فَعْلَيْهِ بِالصَّوْمِ He should be fasting. فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ وِجَاءُ He said fasting is like what? Castrating him. When he fast, it's like what? It's castrating himself. Because when you don't eat, the sexual urge will be what? Reduced. When you eat little, the sexual urge will be what? Little. When you eat much, the sexual urge will be much. And that's why scholars talk about the hadith of the Messenger of Allah from behalf of Adam, Luqimat and Yuqimna Sulba. It is enough for the son of Adam just to eat some mussels. فَإِنْ كَانَ الْأَبُوجِ If he wants to eat much, Messenger of Allah says what? فَثُلُثٌ لِطُعَامِ وَثُلُثٌ لِشَرَابِ He should what? If he wants to eat much, one third should be what for his sharab, one third should be for his tu'am. He drinks using one third of his stomach, he drinks using what? One third of his, he eats eating one third of his stomach. وَثُلُثٌ لِنَفَسِ He should allow the another one thought to watch, to rest, to breathe. So this is what ordinarily. But one who eats much, the sexual urge will also be much. The one who doesn't eat, during that period that doesn't eat, doesn't drink, during that period, the watch, the urge will be weak. For most people, it will got, it will be weak. It may not be weak for some people, because some people when they are fasting, they can still do, they are still what? Very, very active. But for a lot of people, they will be weak. So Messenger of Allah did not say, okay, go and do zina. Because you are what? You're under darura. No. You should be fasting. وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا حَتَّى يُبْنِيَمُ اللَّهُ الْفَرْمِ So you should be looking for this. Maybe fasting until what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enriches them to the extent that what? But for those who can assist, should assist. وَأَنْكِحُوا الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَصَالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ But those who don't have anybody to assist them. وَلِيَسْتَعْفِفِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا حَتَّى يُغْنِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ So فَعَلَيْهِ بِالصَّوْمِ He should be fasting. فَإِنَّ لَهُ وِجَاءً Because fasting is what? Is wijah for him. It's like what? Castration. Now to castrate oneself is haram. Abdullah bin Uthman bin Mad'un radiallahu anhu asked the Messenger of Allah to what? That, you know, we are poor people, let us castrate our Messenger of Allah said, no, don't do that. And that's why he said what? لَوْ رُخَّصَ لَنَا نَبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ لَخْتَصَيْنَا If he had what? Allowed us, he would have done the ikhtisar. And that is to castrate ourselves. But it's haram. But when you fast, it what? It will reduce the sexual urge. Now, is masturbation permissible? It is haram to masturbate. It is haram to masturbate. But in a situation where somebody fasts, and fasting does not reduce his urge, can the person masturbate instead of what committing zina? Yeah, some scholars said it is permissible. Some said it's not more permissible in this situation. And some people they came up with the medical side effects of masturbation. That it weakens the sight, it also weakens the nerves and so on and so forth. But in a situation where masturbation, such where fasting cannot take care of it, then in that case, masturbation may be allowed. Wallahu a'lam. So inshallah we stop here. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us with what we have learned. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka la ilaha illa hamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka. Palestine. نعم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. نعم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Concerning the question, the age. Concerning the age of marriage, what age are we talking about? Before you came in, you have talked about the age. So, and that is somebody who has reached puberty. That is the beginning of Shabab. You don't call somebody a Shab where the person has not reached puberty. And in the case of the boy, he said to have reached puberty when he starts seeing the seminal fluid, or is growing the pubic hair, or he reaches the age of 15. So the women, in addition, when they start doing menstruation. And when we look at it, in most countries, they say age 18 is what? Is the marriageable age. Is age 18 the marriageable age in truth, or that is what they decide? That is what they decide. Here in this estate, we have girls of 14 that have had maybe 2 children. In America, there are a lot. So if a woman or a lady or a girl can be slept with and she can be pregnant, why can't we educate her on how to manage her life? Rather than saying, no, 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 you have not reached the age. And that girl has brought pregnancy to the mother's or her parents' house. She has the first baby, the second baby. So different, man. So when we talk about experience, it is very, very important that we know that today a lot of us believe that what, we are men, we are old, we are experienced people. But the question that I ask people is that, what age is somebody considered to be what? To be experienced. Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu was made the commander of an expedition at the age of 18. There were old men, there were people who were much older than himself, even older than his father, among those that he led, at the age of 18. Muammar Gaddafi became head of state at the age of 26. He ruled from 1969 to 2011. How many years? Huh? He became the head of the age of what? 26. Now today we ask a lot of parents, a boy of 26, is that boy old enough to take care of himself? Not to talk of being what? Being a counselor. Not to talk of being a local government chairman, not talk of being what? A governor. We have it in Nigeria here, the head of state, Gowon, became what? Head of state at the age of 29. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was wondering, I saw some of the sisters that maybe have been taking. Some of them are what? More than 29 now, some 31 and so on. He said, so these people, they are what? They are older than what Gowan when he became what? Head of state. And when somebody look at them today, they say, listen, you are still young people. Murtala Rudi's country at what age? He was not up to what? 40 when he did that. So I think this feeling of maybe people are too young, they are deep, the shaitan that has put it to us in the mind of the people. And that doesn't stop us from what? From declaring this thing to be what? To be forceful. Because reality delights it. When you have children, girls of 14 getting pregnant, and you say what? There is marriageable age of what? Of 18. In Britain, last year or so, they were contemplating bringing it to what? To 16 or so. If you are deceiving yourself, Allah who created mankind knows us better. So when Allah says, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَصَالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, Allah knows what he's saying. So I think this is what is clear, Allahu A'lam. Now, now, a woman cannot marry herself off, and a woman cannot be a waliyu or a waliya for another woman. So لا تزوج المرأة المرأة ولا تزوج المرأة نفسها. A woman cannot marry herself off, nor can another woman act as a waliya or a waliyu for another woman. So Allah has not put that in the hand of the women. The waliyu will be a male, and the first waliyu is the father of the girl. In his absence come other awliya from the paternal side. In the absence of this, the authority can be a wali. But a woman being a wali for a fellow woman, this is not permissible in Islam. If they do that, that is zina. That is zina. But the authority being the wali, this is what, as you said, is allowed. So a woman, Messenger of Allah Islam, stood as wali for her. This is correct. So there is nothing wrong in that. But other people, other awliya, for them to be, that is, other awliya of the umur, the authority, the Muslim rulers, for them to act as a wali for a girl, there must have been problems with our awliya. Maybe the father does not support that. Then other than the father does not support that. And when she takes the matter to the waliyul amri, the authority, they look at it, they see that was the father or the baby, they do not have what? They do not have genuity. They just want to victimize her. In a situation like that, the sultan will be the wali. As Messenger of Allah said, فَإِنِشْتَجَرُوا فَالسُلْطَانُ وَلِيُّ مَا لَا وَلِيَّ لَا. If the awliya, they disagree among themselves, so the sultan will be the wali. So if you have a country or a state where we have wali with angry Muslimin here, this is what is applicable. Now in a situation where we don't have, so such a girl will have to watch, be patient, and look for how to do this, because this may be a serious case. You cannot just be under a man without what? Without wilaya. And the wilaya that you must have must be strong wilaya. not the Amir of a Jama'a that, okay, you know, I belong to so and so society of Nigeria. So for that reason, so the Amir of that Jama'a say, okay, who your father does not support, I'm going to do, no, no, no. It's not the type of wali you are talking about. But let's say somebody is a Christian, for instance, that he embraced Islam. All his awliya, they are what? They are Christians. So somebody who is a notable, so to say, leader in society, the Muslim leader, recognized imam in society, can act as a wali on that. Huh? But in the case of maybe the awliya are also what? Muslims. For just an amir to say, okay, I'm going to be, no, this is not. It was somebody who has what? Legal backing. Huh? An amir or a sultan, so to say, that is supported by the constitution, so to say, or it has a legal backing, wallahu a'lam. He cannot be a wali for us. If they do that, it's just a camouflage. So they should look for what? Another wali, maybe from them also, wallahu a'lam. Okay. Now? Rape. Now, rape on the side of his fasad in arj. So he doesn't have the ruling of zina direct. But when we talk about zina, it means both parties are what? And they are pleased with it. But in this case, now it's more than zina. It's zina, but more than zina. So it's like somebody who is committing fasad on the surface of the earth. إِنَّمَا جَزَاءُ الَّذِينَ يُحَارِبُونَ اللَّهَ رَسُولَهُ وَيَفَعُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا أَنْ يُقَتَّلُوا أَوْ يُصَلَّبُوا أَوْ تُقَطَّعَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ أَوْ يُنْفَوْا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ ذَلِكَ لَهُمْ خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. So, this is the dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the recompense of those who are waging war against Allah and His Messenger on the surface of the earth, and they go about committing mischief, is for them to be killed, for them to be crucified, for them to be imprisoned or chased out of the surface of the earth, or their hands and their legs cut off from opposite directions. So wallahu a'lam. So this is worse than just ordinary zina. Okay. What? Now, what type of water can be used for ghusl or for purification? Any water you can call water, as long as you can still call it water, and filth has not fallen in it. What Islam calls filth has not fallen in it, you can make use of it. As long as you can call it what, this is water. You know, when we put down coke, you can't say coke is what? Water. You call it coke. Huh? So you call 7-Up. Why? Because it has what? Changed. But when they bring the ever water, you call it what? Ever water. So anything you can call water, that this is what is still water, you can use it for what? Unless if a field falls in it. So if a woman takes ghuslu of janaba with water, the leftover, can you use it? What is left? Is it water? Yes, water. So are fields falling in it? No. So you can make use of it. But it may be detested because maybe a woman, or so to say, has used the water. But this is just mere detestation, it's not haram. Because Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his wives, so they will bath together and they will use the remnants of the water or the leftover they used, they will use it for ghusl. So as long as you can call it water. So you do ghusl, you wash yourself with soap and the like. So some of the foams of the soap fall in the water. When you look at the water, is it water? or soap water. If it is soap water, then that is what? It is normal water. But if it is what? Still water, you can still take ghusl with it. Yes, you can purify yourself with it. Now, does she need a wali? Yes, she needs the wali. She needs the wali. It is the position of Abu Hanifa that it is not compulsory on a woman to marry with the permission of the wali. But don't let us misunderstand his position. Now, I want to get, I'm a lady, for instance, I want to get married. Is it a must that my father sanctions it, my father approves of it, or it's not a must? So Abu Hanifa's position is that it's not a must. But can I be going out with a man and maybe we have sexual intercourse, we do all this? Is that what Abu Hanifa is saying? No. According to Abu Hanifa, that is what? Zina. But when two persons come together, a man and a woman, they are interested in one another, they do Amtun Nikah. According to Abu Hanifa, and there will be what? There will be witnesses. There will be what? Witnesses. Those who are witnessing to the Amtun Nikah. I want to marry you, okay, I accept. And there will be what? Two witnesses, at least witnessing this. But something is what? Is absent. And that is what? The wali is not there. But I want to marry you, accept witnesses. And what? They will also make this known to the people. So that those who see them together will know that what? They are married. So it's different from somebody going about with one another. No, this, with the consensus of the scholars, it is dinner. But a man proposes to a woman, and the woman says, I accept, and there are witnesses. So that and other conditions of Nikah fulfilled. So Abu Hanifa to him, he said, this is what? Valid. But the correct opinion, not the more correct opinion, the correct opinion is that what? It is not valid. La nikaha illa bi waliyin. As we know, Allah said, no nikah except with wali. So, as for a divorcee or a widow, if she wants to remarry, Does she have to go through the same process? Yes. She has to go through the same process. Only that in the case of a lady that is not married before, when somebody proposes to her in the presence of the father or the wali, and the wali asks, what do you see? And she remains what? Silent. A silence may be taken for what? Acceptance. Then the father can now say, okay. If the father feels like what? Accepting, can say, okay, I also what? Consent. In addition to our what? Consent. So a silence is a, but for the widow or the divorcee, she has to what? Talk. Because she has tested, she has had experience. So she has to talk. So for Abu Hanifa, the same position that he took on the lady that is not previously married, that wilaya is not compulsory, he also took the same position on the divorcee or the widow. But the correct opinion is that what wilaya is what is compulsory. Allahu a'lam. Now the hadith that Messenger of Allah asked Ami not to marry the daughter of Abu Jahl as a second wife to Fatima radiallahu anha. Messenger of Allah he said, I'm not proclaiming to be what? Haram what Allah has laid alive.
but you cannot combine the daughter of Messenger of Allah and the daughter of Aduwullah. Abu Jahl is Aduwullah. The daughter, a Muslimah. The Messenger of Allah did not want to have any relationship with Abu Jahl. So he asked Ali not what to marry. Not that he asked Ali not to take his second wife. So Ali took a second wife. So not even one, he married some other women. So not that the Messenger of Allah prohibited it. But because of Abu Jahl, he said no. It's not the daughter that has problems. Other Muslims marry her. But combining her with his own daughter, Fatima radiallahu anha, Messenger of Allah said, no, that will not work. But I'm not prohibiting what Allah has legalized. So Allah Allah. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.